the Antiwhite system and tune in to the Pro-White system at RadioArian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 26th of August 2019 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioArian.com. Well, I've had a news story handed to me in the chat room earlier today, which I think explains Donald Trump's bizarre support for Jews. We've been complaining about this, saying that this does not appear to be the platform that he stood upon, and that it's offensive to his alt-right supporters. But you have to bear in mind that the alt-right supporters really don't make up that much of a percentage of his support. And how ridiculous it is, because the Jews don't support him. The Jews couldn't care less if he is talking about supporting Israel and giving them the Golan Heights and talking about being the king of Israel and attacking people for being anti-Semitic and trying to make laws to ban the criticism of Jews. And they just don't pay any attention to it at all. So, of course, we've been mocking him for that. But we are ignoring a huge contingent of evangelical Christians in America that effectively worship Jews. This goes back to the Scofield Bible, which was a version of the Bible that was released in the early 20th century that was published by Jews, basically. And they put lots of side notes in the Bible to promote the idea of Israel being a country for Jews. They did things like using the word Jews where the word Israel is actually in our original Bibles. And because of this Bible, you ended up with a Christian movement in America that instead of seeing the Jews as the killers of Christ, as the Antichrist, as they are described in the New Testament, as the elder brothers in the faith, in effect, a people that had a prior covenant with God that don't need to become Christians. I mean, and this was also actually encouraged by the Pope, who said that there was no need for Jews to convert to being Christians because they have a prior covenant, which is all brought about by confusion in thinking that they are actually Israel, because of course there is an eternal covenant with Israel, the Abrahamic covenant, which is not based upon the way that the descendants of Abraham behaved through Isaac, but just based purely upon the fact that Abraham had the faith to put his son on the chopping block, that God would find some way around that to still cause nations to come from his loins. So there was this promise made to Abraham that wasn't dependent upon the behavior of the descendants at all in any way. So of course the Pope sees that and he thinks, well, that must be the Jews. The Jews have this promise. So he then says that the Jews are the elder brothers in the faith and they don't need to be evangelized to. But of course the Jews aren't the descendants of Abraham. Their own encyclopedia tells us that Edom is in modern Jewry. Who is Edom? Esau Edom was the brother of Jacob Israel, and he married Canaanite wives, and his descendants were Canaanites. And Flavius Josephus tells us that a couple of hundred years before Christ, the remnant of the tribe of Judah that were actually in Judea, they conquered these Edomites. And instead of putting them to the sword, they said, come and join us, get yourselves circumcised, and we'll all call ourselves Jews together. So a large portion of them became, of the remnant of Judah, became intermixed, interbred with these Edomites from the country of Edomia, and they essentially became Canaanites. There was a faction that didn't, the Essenes didn't. The Essenes separated themselves from the rest of the Judean administration, and they kept to the laws, the strict racial purity laws, and didn't interbreed with the Edomites, and they probably formed a large portion of the first Christians. And obviously the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were a part of the Judean administration, and a large portion of them were Canaanites. Herod, King Herod, the guy that massacred all the innocents that the Jews called Herod the Great, he was an Edomite, Canaanite. And the Jews today are descended from these Canaanites that didn't become Christians. And there's no promise to them. In fact, the promise to them is that they will be burned to ashes. There's a prophecy about Edom that says that they will return to where they came from. They will rebuild, but God will knock it all down and destroy it all and burn them to ashes. So they certainly don't have a prior covenant with God. But because these modern evangelicals believe that the Jews are the descendants of Israel, they think that they do, and they go to the country of Israel, and they get ripped off by these Israelis. Come and have a look here where Jesus walked. Pay 100 shekels for my day trip. And of course, that encourages or reinforces this idea that the Jews are originally where Christianity came from as well, which of course is another lie, because Talmudic Judaism didn't come about until about the 5th century, about 500 years after Christianity, and the Talmud was written down, and it was a reaction to Christianity by the people that were excluded from Christianity. And these are the very people today that are looked up to by these evangelical Christians. Thankfully, the evangelicalism doesn't really have much of a hold in Europe. And you will find that there are quite a sizable amount of anti-Zionist evangelicals in Europe. But they tend to be extreme leftist types. They may be against Zionism and against the mistreatment of the Palestinians, but they're total communists. So they're not really any better. It's just their opposition to Israel. And this evangelical contingent, I mean, it's huge over there in America. And that's who Donald Trump is trying to appeal to. And this news story that was put in the chat room today, this talks about the size of this evangelical group, who obviously they're all voters. And it's talking about this holiday scheme that they have, where they bring evangelicals to Israel, and then they encourage them to see Israel as this country that was foretold that the Jews would come back to. Not only do evangelicals outpace US Jews in their support for policies that favor the Israeli government, but US evangelicals have also become the fastest growing sector of the Israeli tourism market, and the developments may even be related. I'd say close to 100% of our travelers come back extremely pro-Israel in their political views, says Andy Cook, a pastor who leads evangelical tours of the Holy Land twice a year. Tourist travel to Israel is growing about 10% a year, according to Eyal Karlin, the incoming North American director of the Israeli Tourism Ministry, with evangelical Christians a growing share of US visitors. More and more companies are entering each year with faith-based or evangelical packages, Karlin says. The evangelical world is going back to its roots. The trend coincides with growing evangelical support for Trump's embrace of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his hardline policies, even as US Jews have grown more critical. A recent Pew Research Center survey found that 42% of US Jews say Trump favors the Israelis too much, while just 15% of US evangelicals agreed with that statement. Now, of course, you've got to weigh up the fact that the Jews are, they obviously have a lot of money, they obviously have a lot of influence in American politics, but so do the evangelicals. And the evangelicals also have this huge amount of the voter base that go along with this. So what Trump is doing, it isn't really that daft when you think about it. He wants to get re-elected. Is it better for him to get support from the evangelicals? Do they make up more people with more influence than support from the alt-right? I would suggest that they do. You look at the size of these mega churches that they have over there in America. The Holy Land tours may have the effect of deepening the visitors' Christian faith, according to evangelical tour leader Cook, who says he has taken 22 trips to Israel. I would question that. I would say that it doesn't deepen their Christian faith at all. It encourages an anti-Christian faith because they are seeing the Antichrist as somehow being above God. They're actually looking at Jesus as being a Jew like today's modern Jews. So they are, in effect, worshipping a Jew. They're worshipping an idol. And it tells us in the New Testament that he who denies Christ is the Antichrist. And who was denying Christ at the time when that was written? The only people that were denying Christ were the Jews. And yet today's evangelicals worship them. And that worship of the Jews is encouraged by these trips that they go on to Israel. When Trump said that he was going to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, I know there were a lot of people that were annoyed at that, but I really couldn't care less. I couldn't care less if the Jews want to be there. If they want to go to the place where they killed Christ, then good on them. I really don't care. I don't see why Jerusalem should be seen as some kind of a holy place. It's where they killed Jesus Christ. And when it talks in the New Testament about Jerusalem, it's talking about the ideal of Jerusalem. It's talking about a metaphysical Jerusalem, a heavenly Jerusalem, as in the archetype of the city, the holy city that will be filled with Christians, that will be filled with everything that's pure and right and good. And obviously, if it's everything that's pure and right and good, then it's not going to have mongrels in there, is it? It's not going to have beings that weren't actually created by God, that are corruptions of God's creation. And Jews are mongrels. They're possibly the most mongrelized race in the world. Israeli authorities are especially eager to accommodate this interest in ancient Israel. I bet they are, according to Hamel, knowing that it supports their territorial claims. But this is just it. It doesn't support their territorial claims because they have no direct lawful descent from the tribe of Judah. They're unlawful descent. They're bastards in actual fact. And of course, if you're a bastard, you're not allowed to use your father's name. And the Jews can't actually speak the word Yahweh. It doesn't appear anywhere in their Talmud or anywhere in their holy books because they can't speak it. They can't use it. And of course they can't use it because they're bastards. They're not the lawful descendants of Judah. In actual fact, they are the enemy of Judah. In the Old Testament, the Canaanites are the enemies of God, the enemies of Judah, and the tribes of Israel were told to exterminate them. Of course, they didn't exterminate them. They thought that they knew better. They thought they could use them as servants. And they ended up being taken over by them. Exactly the same as our countries today have a large proportion of Jews in the government and running the banks and running the media and taking everything over. So quite clearly, God was trying to avoid that situation from happening by nipping it in the bud way back when he told Israel to exterminate them all. Israel didn't exterminate them all. And it got to a time where, well, that command no longer applies. Now they're going to be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your side, and you're going to have to learn the art of war in order to deal with them. And they will be used in order to encourage us to show that we actually have virtue. They will be tempters of us and punishers of us. In actual fact, fulfilling the role of devils. Which, in the great scheme of things, fits in with actually causing a greater good. Because you learn to resist the evil in the same way that people are learning that nationalism is the right way to go, and that traditionalism and the natural law is the right way to go. But we wouldn't have known any difference if we didn't have the Jews there to encourage us to do the wrong thing and to do the bad thing. We wouldn't be able to actually show that we have any virtue if we didn't have them there. These evangelicals, they look at them in a completely different way. Most of these tours are very highly controlled and curated to convey a particular sense of Israel, Hamel, the author of a book on the subject, says, and that is to emphasize the Jewishness of the land, that this is the homeland of the Jewish people, that the history that matters is the history that's in the Bible. Yes, the history that matters is the history in the Bible, but they've got the identity of the people in the Bible mixed up, haven't they? If they think that today's Jews are the people of the Old Testament. Of course, this is why the Jews will try to conflate the word Israel with Jew. Flavius Josephus tells us that the word Jew, it wasn't actually used until the remnant of the tribe of Judah returned to the land of Judea. And it wasn't a racial term. It just meant Judean. It meant a citizen of Judea. And Judea was multicultural. And anybody could become a Jew. By the time of Christ, anybody could become a Jew. It had nothing to do with this promise that was actually made to Abraham through Isaac. You had proselytes of the gate. You had proselytes of justice. You had vagabonds and scoundrels from all over the ancient world that were converging on Judea to become Jews. This is why they had their revolution. This is why the Romans had to put them down. This is why Christ said that they made proselytes of hell. Because the tribe of Judah weren't supposed to be proselytizing. They weren't supposed to be trying to convert the Canaanites. They were supposed to have exterminated them. And they were singled out as a special people that were supposed to be priests, a priestly nation that was supposed to be sacrificing to God, not going out there and making converts out of mishlings and mongrels. Hamel, who spent a year in Israel researching his book and now teaches in the history department at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says the tours designed for evangelicals generally have minimal contact with Palestinians, even with Palestinian Christians. Most tours include a stop in Bethlehem, which is in Palestinian-controlled territory, but it is only a day trip. You may be talking about Orthodox Christians or Catholics or Christians for whom it is a national identity, he says, but it's so, so different. At times, it does not even appear to be the Christianity we would recognize at home. Well, of course, because the evangelical Christianity bears no relation whatsoever to what traditional Christianity is. You want to know what traditional Christianity is, or the closest that you can get to it with the traditional trappings, then you need to look at the Orthodox Church. Obviously, the Catholic Church has had Vatican II. They've changed the Mass. But when you look at the Orthodox Church, they are pretty much following the same things that Christians have been following for around about 1,000 years, I would say. Obviously, I think the correct interpretation is the Christian identity interpretation, which is an understanding of history. But in actually looking at the people that considered themselves Christians and got closest to the following, I would say, obviously it was the Orthodox and the Catholics, not these evangelicals that speak in funny languages that they've just made up themselves and throw themselves on the floor and try to heal one another and think that anybody can just baptize and all the sort of crazy things that evangelicals are known for. No, none of that has anything to do with traditional Christianity. Of course, these evangelicals, whose religion really has only come about in the last century, they look at these Orthodox Christians and Catholic Christians that have traditions that go back 2,000 years, and they think that they are the ones in the wrong. And of course, the original church taught that the Jews were to be kept separate from us. The Jews were not allowed to engage in usury. They were not allowed to have public offices. They were not allowed to employ Christians. They were not allowed to marry Christians. They were to live separate from us. They were to wear clothing to identify themselves that they were separate from us, so that they weren't allowed a chance to corrupt our virtue. And of course, the evangelicals will think that that's absolutely terrible, because these are the people that we should be worshipping, because Jesus came from the Jews. This idea has completely corrupted Christianity. It's in effect turned it on its head to have the people that the New Testament calls the Antichrist, to have them now today seen as the bearers of Christ, the ancestors of Christ. It's incredible. Not surprisingly, many evangelical tourists return to the United States with greater sympathy for Israelis in their conflict with Palestinians. Well, of course, because it's Jewish Israeli Jews that are organizing these holidays. They're going to use these holidays to propagandize these evangelicals to go back and think that there is some kind of a prophecy which says that all the Jews are going to return to Israel, and that must happen before there is the apocalypse, when in actual fact it's talking about the descendants of Israel all being Christian. And the descendants of Israel is the white European nations, which the Catholic Church originally got right when it said that the Catholic Church is Israel. Because at the time, all the Christians were white, the whole Catholic Church was white, so of course they were Israel. It's only, I guess, in the last 100 years, or ever since the Jews got that little bit of land there in Palestine that they started calling Israel, that the Church has stopped calling itself Israel. But for 1900 years, the Church was referring to itself as Israel, and all those promises in the Old Testament were to apply to the church, to Israel, the church, not to the Jews. And it's only in the last century that, again, that has become reversed, and the Jews have decided that they're going to call that little bit of land they've got there Israel. It was never called Israel back in the midst of time either. It was the land of Judah. The 10 tribes of Israel had a bit called Samaria, or Samaria, where the Samaritans came from in Christ's time. And that little bit of land they're calling Israel now was called Judah. It was the land of Judea when the Romans were in charge, and before that it was the land of Judah. And the land of Judah were at war with the nations of Israel. Judah and Israel were at war for a large portion of the 200 years that they actually had both those countries, when they had the Phoenician Empire, the Israelite Empire. So not only have they taken this name from the Christians, but they've also stolen the name of the people that Judah were at war with, and yet they claim to be this tribe of Judah. Very strange. Only a small percentage of US evangelicals have traveled to Israel, but the views of those who make the trip apparently resonate with evangelicals at large. A 2017 survey of evangelicals by Lifeway Research found that 80% believe that God's promise of land to Abraham and his descendants was for all time. Let's just think about that, that promise of land to Abraham and his descendants. What it was saying is that the whole world was theirs. And it is. The whole world belongs to white people. It's white people that went out and conquered the world. It's white people that set up these systems, that run these systems. It's just that Jews have taken over. Jews have taken over what white people have. And the inheritance of whites has been diverted to these Jews. And of course, it predicts that in the Bible as well. It says there will come a time when Esau will have the upper hand, and it will be the time of Jacob's trouble. And that's the time that we live in now. I mean, even at the time of Israel and Judah, they had that little strip of land there, that little strip of coast, and they were just sending off ships from there all the time. They were going out and colonizing other lands, colonizing Greece, colonizing Troy, colonizing Europe, the tribe of Dan. That's where all this genuine, proper, adventurous immigration into Europe came from, was from that little strip of land there. And that's predicted in the Old Testament. And it talks in Samuel of there being a new land. And one of the promises that the Israelites will go north to south, east to west. The word Hebrew itself was Phoenician for colonizer. This idea that it was just limited to this little strip of land there is an idea that benefits the Jews and an interpretation that benefits the Jews that they managed to get away with, because round about a thousand from in the last millennium, they were encouraged to help with translations of the Bible, which is, of course, why the Catholic Church did not want the Bible translated into the vernacular in the first place. It wasn't because they didn't want people to read the Bible. It was because they knew that the Jews would corrupt the translations, which of course they did. By a 46-19% margin, the surveyed evangelicals disagreed with the notion that Palestinians have any such historic right. The Palestinians, they're mixed race, they're Arabs, but they have been there for all this time. They may be migratory, they may travel about, but that was their land. There was no problem with them being there until the Balfour Declaration put all these Jews there, where they then started persecuting them. And these evangelicals, they ignore the mistreatment of the Palestinians because they worship Jews. That's the only reason for why they ignore the suffering of the Palestinians, is because they are worshiping Jews. Notably, Lifeway found that 80% of the surveyed evangelicals believe that the modern rebirth of Israel and the return of millions of Jews to that land are a fulfillment of Bible prophecy and show we are getting closer to the return of Jesus Christ. Some evangelicals say that prophecy includes a belief in the final battle of Armageddon that concludes with Jews accepting Jesus Christ as their saviour. As I say, it's not talking about Jews accepting Jesus Christ as their saviour at all. It's talking about Israel, the descendants of Israel, accepting Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation says that the Jews are the synagogue of Satan. And the New Testament says that not all of those that are calling themselves of Judah are of Judah. And that's talking about these Jews. Christ said he only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He didn't say that he came for the Jews. As evangelical attitudes towards Israel grow increasingly positive, the view of US Jews are cooling. Recent surveys by the American Jewish Committee showed a decline in the share of US Jews who say that caring about Israel is a very important part of my being a Jew, which is down from 70% in 2018 to 62% in 2019. And that's because they know that it's not really theirs. It's just of benefit to them that they have this country that they can flee to, where they can't be extradited from if they get into trouble in the country that they're from. Trump may argue that US Jews are disloyal to Israel because more than 70% generally vote for Democrats and rate his presidency unfavorably, in spite of his strong pro-Israel policies, but he can count on support for those policies among the evangelical voters. Christians United for Israel, which is just one evangelical group, now claims to have 7 million members, and that is about the size of the entire United States Jewish population. So Trump isn't really being that stupid by supporting Israel, is he? Because what he is doing is he is encouraging the support from all these evangelicals. Obviously, these evangelicals are deluded and they are deceived, but Trump's strategy here, maybe it's not quite such a bad strategy as we think it is, because it will help him to win the next election. It's just a shame that he is deceived and these evangelicals are deceived, which is, of course, why we have Radio Aryan, because we wish to lift these lies and the blindfold of deception from people's eyes and reach them with the truth. And the truth is, the Jews are not Israel. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're tuned in to Radio Aryan at Radio